Support for KQED Podcasts comes from Star One Credit Union, now offering real-time money movement with Instant Pay. Make transfers and payments instantly between financial institutions. Online or through Star One's mobile app, Star One Credit Union, in your best interest. Take your Wi-Fi further with wall-to-wall Wi-Fi from Xfinity. With fast speeds and reliable coverage, home just got even sweeter with the Xfinity 10G network. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Actual speeds vary.
From KQED.
Good morning. This is the California Report. I'm Maddie Bolaños in San Francisco. Los Angeles is receiving millions in state funding to help launch a program to combat homelessness among the formerly incarcerated. The California Report's Keith Mizuguchi has more.
$15 million has been allocated to the nonprofit Impact Justice to start up the Homecoming Project in the Los Angeles area. The program launched in Alameda County in 2018 and expanded to Contra Costa County last year. It pairs individuals who are leaving prison with homeowners who have a spare room and want to help with the reentry process. Alex Busansky is president of Impact Justice.
We're going to use these dollars to open doors, to homes, to jobs, and to other life-expanding and enriching opportunities that pay dividends when the beneficiaries of these opportunities give back to their communities. And they do, and we see that every day.
The program pays the homeowner a stipend rather than have the individual that's staying with them pay rent. It also provides services to those who were incarcerated to help with the adjustment to life outside of prison. Los Angeles Assemblymember Wendy Carrillo is one of the lawmakers who pushed for funding the program.
For far too long, thousands of families across California have struggled with recidivism, systematically being fed into a destructive cycle that brings people in and out of prison and continues poverty across our state.
The goal is to get the Homecoming Project up and running in the greater Los Angeles area by next year, with hopes of eventually expanding it statewide. For the California Report, I'm Keith Mizuguchi.
Ensenada is the birthplace of Mexican surfing. It's a rich history, but many people don't know about it. Now, two surfers from Ensenada have set out to change that. Here's KPBS border reporter Gustavo Solis.
The Baja Coast has always had amazing waves. But when Ignacio Felix was growing up in Ensenada during the 1960s, surfboards were a rare commodity.
Nosotros de vez en cuando veíamos un americano llegar a Ensenada con una tabla en el techo.
Felix says that it wasn't like today in Ensenada, where surfboards are everywhere. He'd only see them whenever American tourists with boards strapped to the roof of their cars drove into town. Felix was among a group of curious children who spent hours on the beach, just sitting there in the sand, watching the surfers catch waves. As he grew older, his curiosity turned into a passion, and he became one of the original co-founders of the Baja Surf Club, the oldest surf club in Mexico. Felix remembers being starstruck when surfing legends that he'd only seen in magazines came to Ensenada for a contest he helped organize.
Figuras como Mike Doyle, Mickey Muñoz, David Nueva, hasta Mickey Dora llegó.
By the time Pete Torres had first picked up a board in the 1970s, surfing had become more popular in Mexico, but it still had a stigma. He says it was mostly associated with long hair, hippies, and drugs.
Si tú le decías a tu mamá, voy a empezar a surfear, tu mamá, no, es un deporte de vagos, son marihuana, o sea, era muy mal visto.
Mexico has thousands of miles of coastline and several world-class surf destinations. Thanks to these natural gifts, it also has a rich surfing history, full of adventurers who discovered new waves and spread the sport down the country's Pacific coast, all the while fighting a government that didn't want them around. But few people are familiar with that history. Torres and Jesus Salazar are trying to change that. They started documenting the origins of Mexican surfing through a podcast and Instagram page called Memorabilia del Surfing Mexicano. Salazar says that places like Acapulco and Puerto Escondido are known all over the world, but the stories of the people who actually developed the sport, they are not.
And that's like the main objective, you know, like to talk about surfing culture, Mexican surfing culture, and to start to give it an identity to Mexican surf, because there is none.
The project has taken them to famous beaches of Mazatlan, Guerrero, Oaxaca, and Nayarit. They've tracked down historic photographs and interviewed the pioneers of Mexican surfing.
It's amazing to see, to hold the history in your hands.
Torres and Salazar say one of the most important moments in Mexican surf history happened in 1970. After Felix and the other members of the Baja Surf Club performed well in the 1968 World Championships of Puerto Rico, they put in a bid to host the tournament in 1970. Against all odds, they won the bid, beating surf heavyweights Australia and South Africa. Felix says that nobody expected them to actually get the World Championship. The governor of Baja California and mayor of Ensenada just couldn't believe it.
Como que nos apoyaron creyendo que éramos pues unos chamacos que estaban medio locos, que no íbamos a traer nada, y de pronto aquí está el mundial.
They even secured a broadcasting deal with ABC's Wide World of Sports. The event was going to put Mexican surfing on the map.
Pero el gobierno mexicano dijo, no queremos que Ensenada.
But the cultural upheaval of the late 1960s was in full swing, and Woodstock had just made international headlines. The Mexican government wasn't interested in a south-of-the-border version of that chaotic scene. So they canceled the event.
Se convierta en un lugar en donde los hippies de California vengan y lo adopten.
Felix says that they didn't want Ensenada to become a campground for California hippies. That decision derailed the future of competitive surfing in Mexico. The country wouldn't go to another world championship until 1988, the year Torres was on the team. Nowadays, Salazar says that it's very important for those who actually live the history to tell their own stories.
Americans have come a lot and made all kinds of stories about surfing in Mexico, and they tell very little about Mexicans. We feel it's important to get stories about Mexicans out there, you know? We think it's very important.
Lately, their efforts have started to pay off. Salazar and Torres recently contributed research to an article on Acapulco surf culture for the latest edition of the Surfer's Journal. They see that collaboration with one of the most widely read surf magazines in the world as recognition of the important work that they're doing. Next, Salazar and Torres say that they hope to bring a photo exhibition showing the rich history of Mexican surfing to Ensenada and Southern California before the end of the year. For the California Report, I'm Gustavo Solis in San Diego.
And that's the California Report for Thursday, September 29th. We're a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm your host, Madi Bolaños. Thanks for listening and have a great day.
Support for the California Report comes from the California Healthcare Foundation, working to build a more effective, compassionate, and just healthcare system. On the web at chcf.org/health-equity. Hint: fruit-infused water in over 25 flavors, like watermelon, pineapple, and blackberry. No sweeteners, no calories. In stores or delivered from drinkhint.com. And Eric and Wendy Schmidt, whose philanthropy includes Schmidt Ocean Institute. Coming this fall, the launch of research vessel Falkor 2, advancing the frontiers of ocean science and exploration, on the web at schmidtocean.org.
Support for KQED Podcasts comes from Star One Credit Union, now offering real-time money movement with Instant Pay. Make transfers and payments instantly between financial institutions. Online or through Star One's mobile app, Star One Credit Union, in your best interest. Take your Wi-Fi further with wall-to-wall Wi-Fi from Xfinity. With fast speeds and reliable coverage, home just got even sweeter with the Xfinity 10G network. Restrictions apply, not available in all areas. Actual speeds vary.